Today, with the assistance of the website morningamerica.org, which is M-O-U-R-N-I-N-G, morningamerica.org, we remember the life and the tragic passing of Tom Mastropietro, who passed away at the age of 91 April 11th of 2020. Mr. Mastropietro was a victim of COVID-19. Twice. I'll explain. On the morning of April 11th, Mr. Mastropietro's family was notified that the Korean War veteran was recovering from the coronavirus. However, that relief was erased quickly hours later when the staff at the New Jersey Veterans Home Paramus called again to say they made a mistake. He died hours earlier from the coronavirus. After Mastropietro tested positive for the virus, he was moved into a ward at the home with other COVID-19 patients, and it was here where apparently the identification band mix-up occurred. As I said, Mr. Mastropietro's family got the call that their father only had a mild fever, had eaten breakfast, was walking to the bathroom by himself, where in fact he had actually died hours earlier in what with the other man's identification band. Tom's body was taken to another family's funeral home to be cremated, adding to the confusion. Anthony Cassie, the funeral director at S.W. Brown and Son Funeral Home in Nutley, picked up what they believed to be the other man's remains. However, he later received a call from the veteran's home about the mistake, and at the funeral home, Cassie later discovered a medical bracelet given to Tom by his family. His name was just emblazoned on an accessory near his elbow, which no one at the veteran's home apparently saw. Tom Mastropietro's formal education ended at grade school, yet he spent his life acquiring skills like carpentry, which helped him build a summer home on Lake Apacong and fashion those triangular boxes to hold ceremonial flags for families of deceased veterans. Tom and his wife Mary raised three boys. He worked as a boiler maintenance man at Bendix Aircraft in Teterboro. Before any of that, he served in the U.S. Army for 4 years during the Korean War, which made him eligible to live out his days at a veteran's home if need be. After his wife passed away and became depressed, the veteran's home lifted Tom's spirits. He gained weight back, was happy to be around people. Favorite activity was a modified cooking and baking class that, nurses said jokingly, he tried to take over. After hearing this story, certainly justified to say Mr. Mastropietro deserved a hell of a lot better.